Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. You are on the move, and we're going to move it this morning as fast as we can. Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Our topic today, the power of your boldness. Oh, boy, I was so excited to talk about this topic. There's so much that can be said about being bold. And I tell you, sometimes when you think about the boldness, oh, my God, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me back up and just slow down. But I don't want to go too slow because this half hour rolls by so quickly. And today I absolutely want to take your phone call. So I'm dedicating that last 5 minutes of the show to hear from you. So I have the clock is ticking in front of me. So the power of your boldness. Now, there's an activity sheet that will accompany each and every broadcast. So I've actually gone on and created a website just for the activity sheets for the broadcast. Now, for those of you who are not able to be stationary as you are listening to the show, you can always go back to the archive and listen later, or those of you who are listening via archives, you can still get the activity sheet. Also, if you have Adobe, or you can get Adobe, it's not that hard, Adobe, A-D-O-B-E, you can get Adobe, and Adobe will allow you to open up any PDF from whatever site, from whatever tool you're using, whether you're using your laptop, your iPad, your cell phone, you will be able to download the document. So for those individuals who are listening somewhere, they're not as stationary, they can still pull up the document from their handheld device. So that's also some good news. And we'll come back, you know, later on and do some other shows on some different topics to help people get some of the technological savvy things that they need. But good morning, and welcome. If you're in the chat room, please let me know where you are, who's here on the line. Let you know, just say good morning. And by the way, anybody can be in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. I can see you. I posted the link for the activity sheet in the chat room, so it's right there. Anyone can listen to this show broadcast. It is an international broadcasting system. Yes, many of you heard about that, right? You heard about the international broadcasting system? Yes, it makes you global instantly. Yeah, you heard about that. Sure, it's called the Internet. I know, right? I got you on that one. Yeah, the Internet, the World Wide Web. That's what they used to call it when it first came out. and www.worldwideweb. So there's a lot of historical facts about the internet, and some of us are before the internet was around. That's pretty funny, right? I'm older than dirt. Well, no, you may not be older than dirt, but you may be older than the internet. So the World Wide Web makes you international, and you too can have your own radio show. It's not that hard. But it's not for everybody, trust me. I mean, you know, but that's like anything. You know, anything is not for everybody. But if it is for you, we can definitely show you how to do it. I actually have a webinar where I teach people. Blog Talk Radio will teach you how to use it. Sometimes you want the quick lowdown, you know, the dirty stuff, like really, really fast. So you can do that, and that's no problem. But being bold. Okay, so I wanted to get all that out, and good morning, and welcome. I see that the phone lines are lit up. Thank you so much for tuning in. It feels so awesome to be back. I mean, really, really, wow, for those 7 months or 8 months that I was not on the air, I really felt like something was missing out of my life. I really didn't know what. I had started my full-time job, and then I was teaching a few classes in the evening, and I thought that I was being satisfied. But I felt that there was something missing, and sometimes you have to give up something to get something. Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you have to let go of something that you think you really want, that actually feels good, and, you know, you have good thoughts about it, to get something even better. And so what am I saying? And for an example, with the teaching, I love teaching, absolutely. But I also love doing the radio show. But the teaching, actually, I get paid to do that. But I had to give that up. So last semester, end of December, I said, I'm not going back to teaching in the evening. But I will focus on the things that I really love. So I encourage you to do these things. I do them as well. I don't encourage anyone to, you know, be empowered if I'm not going to be empowered. I'm not going to encourage anyone to do what you love if I'm not willing to do what I love. And I'm not going to encourage you to be bold if I'm not willing to be bold and do what I love doing. So be bold. I want to give you the MPG of boldness. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to let you know what the M stands for, the P stands for, and the G. The MPG, almost like, you know, miles per ground or something, MPG. And then I'm going to give you, something. I call it your ability to skyrocket your boldness. With these three strategies, you're going to skyrocket your boldness. I mean, you're going to take off like a rocket ship. And what does that mean? What does that mean to take off like a rocket ship? Well, I'm going to tell you about it. And that's what you're going to do with your boldness. And then the last part of the worksheet asks you a question. How will you use this information in your life? And not just the information about being bold, but also the information about turning it around, about how you can let go of one thing that you think you have to get something that's even better for you, that's more in line with your purpose, So boldness is scripture, all right? Certainly, we know that there were many, many people who had some boldness in Scripture. We can, you know, go back to the very beginning. You know, Abraham, he had a boldness. He was bold to take his family, his wife and his cattle, his children and everyone, and to pack up and leave a country where he had been familiar, things he knew very well. He was bold to go out into like an unknown territory, just following the voice of God, you see. And a lot of times we take for granted the voice of God, but the voice of God gave him a whole nation. You know, the voice of God, you know, allowed him to have a child when he was in his 90s. Him and his wife, they were both bad enough that he was in his 90s. She was in her 90s as well, or somewhere around that number. And so so being bold, and there are many, oh my goodness, Joseph. How bold was Joseph to be a young man, to have a dream, to wake up and to go and share his dream with his siblings who eventually tried to kill him for the dream. But see, you can't stop God's dreams. You can't stop the dream that God has on your life, just like they couldn't stop the dream that God had given to Joseph. And then he told his father. So Joseph was bold to go and say that to his brothers. I'll tell you another bold thing Joseph did. Joseph was so bold that he was able to stand up to Potiphar's wife and deny what his flesh could have done. There's a story after story after story of the boldness of the people. Now, does any of these things, are you able to identify with any of these areas of boldness? I mean, Moses, as let me back up for a moment there, Moses' mama was a bold when she took and said, I'm not going to do what the leader of this land is saying. I'm going to hide my child. My son will not be murdered. I'm going to hide my child. And then we know the story of what happened. Some of us know and some of us will go find out. But we see later what went on to happen to Moses. Again, Moses bold to believe that he could take a stick and hold it up in the air and part the Red Sea. That's bold, people. So what are we talking about here? I can go on and on. I could talk about Esther. I could talk about Tamar. That was bold. Tamar, that was bold to sit in a path and wait for her father-in-law to come and impregnate her so that she could potentially have the son that they were all hoping would be this Christ. All right. So listen. You know, that was their thing. They had to have that son because they knew that Jesus was going to come down, the Messiah was going to come down through the line of David and you know, the story. So here's the thing. The bold moves that you made, and you may not have thought that they were bold, you know, quitting a job searching in the places where people never told you could get a job over there, moving to neighborhoods where people said people like that don't live there, putting your children in private school when you know that's all the money you had. There are many bold things that you may have already done and you've never gotten the credit for it. And so, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next part when I talk about that skyrocketing your boldness with these three strategies. So the first, so bold, I'm telling you, I wanted to back it up with scripture. I wanted you to know that, because I didn't want anybody to think, well, this isn't of God. Yes, it is. God is bold. Hello? Anybody that would send his word down through, you know, 42-something generations, hello, come out of heaven to walk down as a man in a manger and in lowliness, that's boldness. When he had all glory and all angels and a host of angelic forces on his side, my God, that's boldness in the purest sense. He was so bold that he was able to look out into nothing and call forth everything. That's bold. So God is bold. He was bold enough to create you in his own image. And so you got some boldness in you now. You may not have used it yet, but you need to use your boldness. Your boldness needs to be used. And so let's move on. It's already 13 after the hour. Now, so the M stands for boldness, and boldness brings something. And some of you may have heard a saying that people have attached. I don't remember who actually coined the phrase, but is one of those like Albert Einstein type of people or somebody a long time ago. But I've adapted it and then redirected it a little bit because I needed to fit what God has given to me to share with the people. And so the boldness brings something. Oh, yes, when you're bold, look at Moses. When he was bold, he was able to stand up, though he had a stutter and didn't think he could do that well. But because he had boldness, Joseph, who was a little meek one, because he was bold, look at David. You know what happened with his boldness. His brothers and them discounted him. He was just out there mingling and feeding and taking care of the sheep. But God knew he had boldness to kill a lion. Okay, and tigers and bears. Oh, my. So your boldness brings something. And here's what it brings. Number one, it brings miracles. That's right. The M is for miracles. So put that down by the M. It brings miracles. Number two, the P, it brings power. That's right. You got some power when you can hold up a stick in the Red Sea. You got some power when you're like Joseph and you can deny Potiphar's wife. And I can just imagine with my Holy Ghost vision that she was a beautiful woman, one that most men wouldn't want to turn down. And then, so you got some power when you can do that. You got power when you're like Rahab, you're just a prostitute, but you're going to turn around and you're going to ask the men of God, can you please have your God bless me? That's power, because you're going against the grain. You're going against society, and you have power, though you might have to be on welfare for the first 10 years of your child's life. But one day you get up and all of a sudden you're in school and you're getting that degree in engineering, just so happened, just in time for the whole country to be wrapped around engineering, math, science, and technology. And now you got more jobs. You're turning down people. You're turning down people, or maybe you weren't good at math, maybe you weren't good at science, maybe you were good at English, and just so happened now everybody needs something written, because we're on the internet and you can't be putting those funny words out on the internet now. Now you need a real live journalist, a real live English major to help you craft your sentences and what you say. So there's many, many, I could give examples like that all day, but we don't have time for that. So P is for power. So far, boldness brings what? It brings miracles. It brings power. And the last one, the last thing that boldness will do for you is that it's called MPG. It brings growth. Oh, yes. When you are bold on the job, when you are bold enough, here's the thing, when you are bold enough to show up for work, every day, do your job as you're doing it unto the Lord. Hello? You're doing it as you're doing it unto the Lord. God is going to promote you. That's growth right there. When you are bold enough to stand up and take care of your family, your children, your wife, your kids, or whatever you have, your husband, when you are bold enough to do that, you will experience growth. So I know there's another definition out there for boldness. It said boldness brings magic, power, and genius, and that's fine because it does. But it also, for the believer, this is what it brings for the believer. It brings miracles. It brings power, and it brings growth. Growth in the areas that God wants you to grow in. See, God has work for you to do. He has empowered you and equipped you, and he wants you to get it. Now, here is something that is going to skyrocket your boldness. These are three strategies that are going to skyrocket your boldness. Number one, you're going to constantly invest in yourself. You're never going to allow yourself to just dwindle away. It's constantly investment, whether it's a radio show, a seminars, or whether it's a workshop, whether it's whatever type of meeting, things that you can participate in where you can be developed. You are going to invest in yourself. And that right there, I'm telling you, when you start investing in yourself, you will feel the boldness coming through. The second thing that's going to skyrocket your boldness is your prayer life. That's right, your prayer life, your prayer and meditation. And some people pray more than they meditate, and some meditate more than they pray, however you want to do it. But when you pray and when you have prayer and you are meditating on the things of God, on the things that God, he said, meditate on my word day and night. That will produce boldness in your life. You will come up like David, I'm telling you. You'll be ready to slay the lions and the bears, and you will be like Daniel, who will be able to go into the lion's den. Hello, and not be worried. You'll be like the three Hebrew boys who could go into a fiery furnace. Yes, prayer and meditation will definitely skyrocket your boldness. Oh boy, God will just like be, he'll just pour down boldness on you like never before. So number one, you must invest in yourself. So what are we talking about, investing in yourself? We're talking about any type of training, whether it is Bible school, Sunday school, Bible college. Maybe you don't want to go to, maybe you've never gone to college because you don't want to go to a secular college. Fine, you can go get your Christian degree or some other type of degree. But invest in yourself, invest in your education. And then your prayer life. Oh boy, that's going to give you boldness. Now, here's the third thing that will skyrocket your boldness, and that's your obedience. Obedience. Oh boy. You remember when God said that obedience was better than sacrifice? All right, now, that's no joke there. He really means it. He's really serious about that obedience thing. I've tried to be. Listen, I came into this world being disobedient. My mama would say, sit down, I'd stand up. She'd say, go do dishes, I'd be over there outside playing. She'd say, make up the bed, I'd be over there watching television. So I came into this world being very disobedient, and it cost me a lot. I got a lot of beatings growing up as a child, because back in those days, you could just beat your child, no problem. So I got a lot of whippings, which, you know, caused me to ultimately be teased at school, because we lived in the projects when I was a child, and, you know, your next-door neighbor was, like, right there. And, you know, people can hear you screaming and hollering. So then the next morning you'd get teased at school and blah, 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 and it just kept going. I can keep getting teased eventually. So what am I saying here is that obedience. So I learned how to be disobedient from day one. However, God had to teach me that obedience was what was going to allow my boldness to shine through. Therefore, what does boldness bring? That's what we're talking about. The investing in yourself, the prayer and meditation life, and then being obedient to God and the people that God has put over you. God said that he has put people over us, and we are to be obedient. That means the boss, the parents, the police officers, the whoever. We are to be obedient. And we are to do our work as unto the Lord. And so all this going to work and not doing what we're told, that's not good. It's just not good. Now, at best, you know, if you need to leave that job, that's all fine and good. But what happens if you're hungry? What happens if you're hungry? And I know I've been there, done that. And so, but we know boldness brings something. What does it bring? It brings magic. That's the other way. No, it brings miracles. It brings power, and it brings growth. So that's why we need this boldness, and that's why we want to employ these three strategies so that we can skyrocket that boldness. And I don't know about you, but I can stand another miracle. And the power of God on my life is what I need, because I need sickness to go away. I need financial lack to go away. I need a lot of things I need the power of God for. I need to be able to walk upright before the Lord. You know, he said there's no good thing that he would hold from them who walk upright before him. So I need power to do that. I need God's power to do that. He told me to love everybody, even my enemies. I need power to do that. I can't do that on my own strength. So I need this boldness, and then I need the growth. The growth, Paul says, I press for the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ. So we're going further. We're going and we're going and we're going. And so now we come to that time that I want to open up the phone lines, because, hey, we're at that moment. And I want to make sure we have time to get everyone who wants to have something to say. But that's all I wanted to share with you today. Thank you. And every day that we do the show, we'll have the activity sheets definitely be here for Monday, this is, we're going into the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. Many of you are going to events all around the country, if not around the world. I will be at Metropolitan Baptist Church, where I will be conducting a seminar on marketing people who have various businesses. We're doing an entrepreneurial networking conference. It is free. There is absolutely no charge. You come to the entrepreneurial, and the church is in Newark, New Jersey, on Springfield Avenue. You can look it up on my Facebook page or inbox me for the address, but I have put the flyer out there. You can look it up on the internet, and you come there. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. There are many, many speakers. My good friend Stephanie D. Burroughs, she's also doing a powerful workshop talking about how to contract with the federal government and other contracting opportunities for business owners. You definitely want to be there. There's someone there doing something on starting a business, and Gail Campbell, powerful woman, she'll be talking about sales. So these are the different workshops that will be happening. I think there will be a social media strategist there as well. But I want to take your calls. So hit your number one key, and I'll open up your phone line. Don't forget to answer the question, how will you use this information? Feel free to go to Facebook, join the group on Facebook. Also, you know, if you can, hey, hashtag us. We got several hashtags you can use. You can hashtag the Coach and Lisa Show. You can do what you want. It's up to you. Listen, I don't press people to do those things. If you do, you do. If you don't, I still love you. So here's the thing. I want to make sure you get something. So your time is now. Hit your number one key. Make a comment. Or if you have a question, maybe you have a question about boldness. Maybe you, hey, welcome in the chat room. I see you there, the new voice. Good morning. And then, hey, Kiva. Oh, now that's powerful. That's powerful right there. Kiva, love you. And you know you got to call me. Kiva, please. Call me. So hopefully you got the activity sheet. Hopefully you found those helpful. The activity sheets are there, and actually, I don't have the one from last time, but I'll get that one up. Oh, we got a caller. Let's take the caller. You got 20 seconds. Hey, caller, area code 347. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments.
Good morning, Melissa. This is Denise Beecham of Viva Pilates and Wellness.
Yay, yay, yay. Hey, Denise. What's going down? Hey.
Well, you know, this was good for me because I just got a job that leaves me with enough hours to do some things that I had been wanting to do for a while. So hearing these steps about boldness, it definitely resonated with me because that's exactly what I plan to do, be bold, because I have, you know, some things that I want to do that I've never done before.
Wow.
So this is definitely my time, so I was really glad to hear these things that you were talking about.
Yes, okay. That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Oh, my God, Denise, we got to connect. You know I need some Pilates in my life. So
well, you know, anytime you're ready, you know, it's definitely going to be happening. You know, what I have planned is for Hillside, you know, because that's where I am.
You know we got to get the body in shape. So thanks, Denise. Okay, we're going to take another call. Don't hang up, Denise. Yes, caller, area code 313. Give us your information. Tell us where you're calling from and give us your comment or question.
This is Dr. Mineta, and I'm calling from the great city of Detroit. I'm the new voice that you see in the queue, see on your chat page. But I was definitely blessed by hearing the workshop that you're doing for the church. As we know, Dr. King was marching and pushing forth our civil rights, and now here we are 50 years later that we need to be pushing the agenda of our economic civil rights. And what a better place than to be doing a workshop in the church on that day that we celebrate and commemorate Dr. King's birth. So I was excited to hear that as we are moving in a whole nother different direction in this season.
Yes, yes. You know, it's amazing. And they titled it Silver Rights.
Ah.
the pastor there, he gets it, Pastor Jefferson, he is on it. And it is going to, I tell you, this is my fourth year being with them on Dr. Martin Luther King's Day. But this is the first year on that day that we've done the entrepreneurial conference. The other 3 years we did a job fair. So we had a bunch of employers come, and we would have thousands of people to show up to try to stop. So yes, it's a great time. And Dr. Hare, I God bless you and your wealthy women's program that you have that women can plug into. And then you have Wealthy Wednesdays. You have Women of Wealth, and I know you have Wealthy Women, a Wealthy Wednesday. You impart. Oh my God! And you, I'm just like, and you have your prayer. You have your, I think it's 5 a.m.
Yes, we do that 5 days a week. It's 5 days a
wow.
week. And the one area on Monday, we do Marketplace Monday Live, knowing, moving beyond the walls into our kingdom assignment in every sphere of society. And that's on
wow.
Monday. I'm always excited about that because the greatest mission field and the greatest harvest that's out there now is the marketplace, and that's in the arts and entertainment and business, commerce, government, media, family, and social science, every area of society. God wants us to go and to train, to reign, to trade, to occupy, and to do business until he becomes. He wants us to be profitable. It's no more sitting in the pews and the pulpit and letting the world go about, but it's about us creating the wealth that God has for us to go forth to advance his kingdom.
Well, I dare say that is truly some boldness right there, that we would be bold enough to get up out of those four walls that we call the church and all these years denying the church within us and get out there with the church in the marketplace. I'm with you on that, my sister. That is powerful.
Yes, you one of the marketplace leaders in education, in business. So God has called all of us to do, and all of us have an assignment, all of us have gifts and talents, and that we are in this season and time, as you were teaching on boldness, to take up our boldness sword, to take on the spirit of boldness, to go boldly before the throne of grace, but to go boldly into the spheres of society, and know just as David ran toward Goliath, we can run toward the enemies of this world and take it down.
My God, yes,
and
Lord.
And David became profitable in killing Goliath. There was a reward behind that. No more taxes. David got the daughter. David got the recognition. David got all those things because he was willing to be bold.
My Lord.
And go in the name of the Lord. Don't get me started this morning.
Whoa, you get your start. Wow. Woo-wee, y'all, that's why I'm on fire. I gotta go get ready for my job. And Monday morning on the broadcast, I will be launching and talking about this new concept, a new area that I'm going to boldly go into. And so definitely make sure you tune back in for Monday's show. Now, I've put the topic out there. It's out there. And what you're going to tune in and listen to on Monday. And don't forget, this weekend, have a very powerful week. I'm trying to get the topic there. But God is doing a new thing. I can't wait Monday to share with you a new topic. And please, if you get an opportunity, you know, tell someone. Tell someone about the show. Don't keep this good thing to yourself. And Dr. Manair, thank you so much. That's all the time we have for the callers, but we thank all the callers for being on the line, those who will go back and listen to the archives, those of you who want to get the activity sheet, you just simply go to activitysheets.coachlalisashow.com. You can go there. There's actually a website, but we're doing some marketing. We're showing people how to do some marketing with your ministry, with your other products and services. Again, thank you, Denise and Diva Pilates. thank you for calling in. Thank you to others of you who have called in and you wanted to comment. Please, if you have any questions, you can follow any of us on Facebook. We're all on Facebook. If you have any questions for Dr. Monetta Hare, for the powerful programs and ministries that she, services that she offers, and the resources that she has are incredible. She's also a dynamic, powerful speaker. She speaks all over the world. I've seen her speaking. I've seen the videos. I've been on your radio show. I've been a guest on your powerful, powerful radio show some months back. And I met a powerful preacher that you also know, Pastor Janet. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that lady, oh, listen, oh, anyway, I can't even start talking about that. We'll be here all day. I met her down in Dallas at a retreat, and the moment she told me where she was from, I said, well, you got to know, you know, Dr. Monetta. And then, you know, normally when you say that to people, it's like, it's a big old place, and they're looking like you're like, how do you think I know that one person? But, boy, Dr. Monetta, you are a known woman, because, listen, she knew you. She knew you. And not only did she knew you very well, I was like, wow. So
praise God.
I was down there with her for two whole days. She is heavy duty. And she said you were heavy duty. So I know. Amen. I can't wait till we get together.
I just
want to
say this. It is the season for God's women right now. All the women that are listening in, do not take what Dr. Lalisa is releasing to you every morning, that you would not just be hearers of God's word, but you become doers of this word. And this is your season. Pursue the dream.
Wow. We're going to be working together. I can't wait. I can't wait. I know you have such a busy schedule, Dr. Monetta, but we got to put some dates together. We got to put that. That's what I love to do. When I meet powerful women like you, I'm like, we'll put together an event. We got to get you down here to Newark, New Jersey. We're planning an event. We're planning a women's kingdom, our Kingdom Women's Empowerment Summit that we've done about four or five times, but we haven't done it in 2 years. So we are, but you know how it is. Sometimes you're doing other things, and so you know you don't stress. You just, something has to wait, but now is the time. And so I would love to see what it would take for you to be one of our women to speak at that summit. We usually have about five or six women speaking. It's a full day event, 9 to 5, and so we wear people out, but it's.
But they get overload. That's okay.
Baby, listen, we got to get it in because, you know, like you said, we have some powerful things to do, and we really need to be empowered. And the women that God has always sent to that summit, Dr. Apostle Tanya Blount out of New York, for those who know her, powerful, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Evangelist Kelly Willer Weaver, Minister Beverly Carter, my sister, and Pastor Phyllis, oh God, out of Dallas. These are the women that God has allowed to speak at that event. And let me tell you, it's just been amazing every time. And so we have a couple of more women that preachers that we're also adding to the mix for this year, some other powerful women that I've met. Apostle Sheila James, the very dynamic evangelist, Royal Ross, Dr. Virginia Booth, just on and on and on. So this year it might have to be 2 days because, Dr. Hare, we got to get you down here. So please inbox me your schedule and your fees and all those kinds of things so we can try to make that happen. Everyone, have a blessed and powerful day and weekend. And we'll be back Monday at same time, same place, God willing, in Martin Luther King birthday celebration. Have a great weekend. We love you all. Thank you so much for calling in. That's all for now. Well, that's not all, because it can never be all, but you know what I mean.